Hello and welcome to Talking Trading. I'm Caroline Stephen. It's great to have your company this week. Kirsten Stolt completed the Trading Game Mentor Program in 2011. Kirsten migrated from Germany 20 years ago and established a successful farm in tropical Australia with her family. 4 years ago, she wanted a breather from farming life, and she desired to achieve something that was her very own. So she decided to take on the markets and has since become a very successful trader. We speak to Kirsten today about her trading journey and the marathon of learning about the markets. Kirsten Stolt, hello and welcome to Talking Trading.
Hello there.
I've wanted to interview you for a couple of years now because you're a very active member on the forum and a very good trader. So let's find out about your trading journey. What drew you to trading the markets in the first place?
Well, I was almost 50 years old, and I guess I was at a stage in my life where I'd been doing what my husband did, which is farming, since we migrated to Australia like just over 20 years ago.
And from Germany, right? That's
from
the accent.
Germany, everyone can hear. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And farming has been really good to us. Like, we've had a pretty good life. It was seasonal. We had a few months off during the wet season because we farm in the tropics.
What do you farm?
Melons and pumpkins. So I had enough time to also raise our three kids, and I really loved the job, the farm admin, but I was just at a stage where I felt I wanted to achieve a little bit more and something on my own. And at the time together, my husband and I had also decided to slow down and cut back a little bit. We both needed a breather after 20 years of intensive farming and wanted to focus more on what we wanted and what was important to us. And I just recall one of our former neighbors, he mentioned a few years back that it was so easy to make money in trading and that he was having a ball. And I mean, in hindsight now, I think that must have been during the bull run in Australia. And I didn't take much notice of it at the time, but it must have stuck in my mind. Because when I started looking at something for myself, I looked online for possibilities to learn about trading and just came across the mentor program run by Chris and Louise. And yeah, that's how it all started.
So you completed the mentor program in 2011 and then you started trading.
Yes.
How's that journey been?
Well, I guess it's just the usual new trader's journey. I finished the mentor program. It's very simple, but yeah, it wasn't very easy. I was trading his daily system, commodities, indices, FX, and in 11-12, the market really didn't have much to offer. I was stopped out a lot and then started tweaking a little bit here, a little bit there, incorporated like some standard pyramiding, which draws down the system very quickly and using tighter stops. Anyway, it didn't take me long to just go around full circle and just giving all the additions and tweaks and miss and go back to the original system that I was given with a couple of minor changes in regards to entries and stop placements.
What's been one of the hardest things you've had to learn personally trading?
It's I would say really that my opinion means nothing. Chris Tate's always going on about that, but to really internalize that, like not having any opinion of what an instrument will be doing and have no fear of taking the valid signals as well. Just follow the system and just being detached from the outcome. So I'm still working on that.
What's been the lowest low for you personally in the market?
I would say the first couple of years when it seemed like nothing was working. It was just a time in hindsight now where the market didn't offer anything. It was just so frustrating. Another trade, another loss, another trade, another loss, more money into the account. So I couldn't see that this was ever going to work. At some stage, I also traded an hourly system and I was I think it was 15R down and it was just so frustrating. So I just stopped it. But even once I stopped, every day I kept following this system. I noted every trade in the spreadsheet, every single week compared, every single entry with Collins because I really needed to know that it was not my fault, that it wasn't operator error, but it was the system just not doing anything. I did that for a whole year. After a few months, I started with small risk again, but that was a pretty frustrating time.
What's been a high for you in the markets?
And not really in the markets, I would say a high really is when I look at my trade entries at the end of the year and I have not made many mistakes. That's a real high for me. And another high was when, together with Colin's ideas and his hourly system and another fellow trader, developing a pyramiding system based on an hourly system, you know, which is still a work in progress, but there's so many exciting ways of being a pig in the market when the market makes money available. So that's what I like doing, just finding new things.
Have you felt the roller coaster of emotions associated with trading?
I would say just frustration, not so much a roller coaster, but frustration with myself and the market. And, you know, you have to realize the market doesn't care about my frustration. So working on my psychology and detachment is just still one of my main priorities.
What are your goals trading? Have you achieved them?
I would say my goal is to be the best trader that I can be, to be able to follow my system and be detached from outcomes. So, yeah, that would be my goal. And I really want to put enough money aside in the next 4 or 5 years to have sufficient trading capitals to use it as one of my own main income streams. It would be easy to sell some assets and have a large trading capital instantly, but a couple of years ago, I felt that I really needed to work to achieve that capital so that it has a real meaning to me. I really need to trust myself over the next few years to handle a large capital and to see that my psychology is up to the challenge. We started a new venture in the Northern Territory. We decided that last year, which is it's seasonal and creates a good income and leaves enough time for trading a daily system at the moment. So I'm happy with it at the moment.
Is there any similarity between farming and trading?
Definitely. There's no instant gratification. Like, it's with farming, you just put in your crops, you never know what the outcome is or what you get. You have not much control over the environment and you know what's happening to you, and that's the same in trading. You just have to trust what you're doing, do the same thing all the time, and just let go.
What keeps you plowing into the markets week after week?
I know that my daily system that I'm trading is robust and it has been successful for the past 10 or 11 years. So I trust the system now. It gives good returns when the market is making it available. And I know I just have to ride the bad times, which that's very much like farming. But I still have to work constantly on that mindset, you know, to let go.
Do you love trading?
I love it.
What do you love about it?
I love, I don't know what I love about it. It's just looking at the charts, seeing the candles, seeing the valid system, you know, like just working. It just gives me a buzz. It's quick. It's like a fun work environment for me.
How much time do you spend on trading per week?
I spend about half an hour to 45 minutes a day, which includes like the record keeping and everything. So that's like a set time during the day where I close the door and just look at the charts. And it's like my time with the charts.
Now, you are very active on the forum and your posts are fantastic. How has being in the mentor program and liaising with other mentorees been for you? Have you found it helpful, beneficial? Do you have friendships, established connections with others in the program?
Yes, definitely. When I started, I got very close to one of my fellow mentorees. So we started trading together and it was so good because every day we were trading a similar system and, you know, we could say, is that valid today? Was that a valid signal? Just confirmation. When I went away or I didn't have time to look at the charts in the morning, you know, he would go, Coco is valid for you today. And just having this like-mindedness, because it's a very, you're on your own, what you're doing, like my husband knows what I'm doing, but not to the extent that, you know, I can sort of say, yeah, well, you know, this is what I'm doing with sugar, or this is what I'm doing with a pound Aussie. Or so it's really good to have these other like-minded people where you can quickly send a message and just confirm, or even just hooking up with people that think the same way.
So do you Skype and speak to people over the phone?
Yes, I do. I'm actually going to catch up with someone right after this.
How has trading changed you as a person? How's it developed you?
Yeah, I would say it's just the mentor program just makes you constantly challenge yourself. Like, you get so aware off your ego and what's going on in your head, like this mindfulness and, yeah, just having a go at things, you know, improve on what you're doing, challenge yourself. That's just something that has come to me out of the mentor program and the trading. And I know Chris always says, you know, you are what you are because that's where you want to be. And, yeah, I really believe that now. My husband's always said that. And just feeling a little bit more energized again and have realized that, well, I am only 50. You know, there's so many things I can still do instead of wanting to retire at 50.
What do you want to do post-50?
What I'm doing now, so I'm not even thinking about it, just doing now, like when you get out of bed, you just know you're looking forward to the day, you're having fun, going to work, you're enjoying what you're doing, and I want to keep doing that no matter how old I am. So trading is going to be a big part of that.
Let's get down to some nuts and bolts with the markets. What's your favorite market to trade?
I don't really have a favorite market as such, like, and you know, because most of my trading systems use very similar entry signals. So if I look at a chart is a chart. It doesn't matter if it's FX or commodities or indices. There's very slight differences in all of these. So I started trading equities last year, but I never really took to it. So that's just something that I don't really like at this stage. But other than that, I trade FX indices and commodities.
And what markets are you trading at the moment?
All of them, really. It has been a little bit quiet the last few weeks. But I've got taken sugar, cocoa, the pound Aussie yesterday, Euro Japanese. So that's some of the things I'm just recently trading.
Kirsten, for someone who's fairly new to the mentor program and fairly new to trading the markets, what would you say to them about the journey?
It is a journey. It's there's no quick way to get where you want to get. It is definitely a marathon. You just have to stick with it, and you have to realize that working on your mindset and what's going on between your ears, it's really the key to being successful. Your entry signals, your exit signals, your rules, all of that really doesn't matter so much if you don't do what you're supposed to do.
And how long did it take for you to personally master the mechanics, the entries, the exits, the pyramiding signals?
The mechanics, really easy. You can ask Colin. I had it down pat within the first 4 weeks, I think. But then my psychology just started putting a few spanners in the works. I started tweaking it. So I think the mechanics is fairly easy. And what we are being taught is very straightforward and should be very easy, but it's just ourselves. That's the issue.
So what came up in yourself through the journey and the process that you went, oh my God, I didn't know that was in my psyche and that's sabotaging my trading?
Oh, that I wasn't very disciplined at all. I thought I was very disciplined, but I wasn't. And also just that ego thing that you think you know better, the specialness thing. You're not special at all. The market doesn't care about me. And there's just a few of those things that I had to learn about myself.
They're profound things to learn about yourself, aren't they?
Yep.
How is your financial thermostat sitting now? Has it raised?
I'm not too sure. I would hope so. I can't answer that. That's a bit of a gray area. Because with the farming, your financial thermostat is always, I would say it's pretty high anyway, and you're always challenged and you're always always looking at going that extra step and see where you can improve your operation and you know, where you can go outside of your square, and you're aiming fairly high. So yeah, I would hope that it's up there.
just to end this interview, give me one or two words that describe the feelings that you have when you take money out from the market.
I don't have any feelings. No, I really try to work on not being emotionally involved into that. So if I've got a loss, I really try to psych myself, you know, or I don't have to do that anymore at most of the time, unless it's, you know, something that I've stuffed up. But you just get on with it and you try not to be involved. You don't get elated. And if you've had a really, really good trade, you go, yeah, that went really well. Like I closed that one this year for 23R, and it's like, yeah, that's really good. But it doesn't really, it doesn't really mean that much.
Onwards and upwards for Kirsten Stolt. Kirsten, thank you so much for your articulate rendition of your journey. It was fascinating.
Thanks.
And that's all we have for you today, guys. We here at Talking Trading want to tailor the interviews on the show to suit your trading needs. So if you have any requests for topic, guests or information, write to me at caroline@talkingtrading.com.au. Stay tuned next week for sports and trading psychologist legend Dr. Harry Stanton on the keys to success in the markets. I'm Caroline Stephen, and on behalf of the team, thanks for your company. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to talkingtrading.com.au with Caroline Stephen. Make sure you are subscribed to this website to receive the very latest market views, commentary and expert opinion. Tune in next week as we've got a bumper show planned. Bye for now.
The views represented on Talking Trading are general in nature and do not take into account your objectives, financial situation or needs. Before acting on any of the information, consider its appropriateness in regard to your own situation.